Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. You may know that Chelan's Main Street was named for the L.H. Wooden family. The two boys preceded their father by a year. L.H. Wooden came in 1888 from Minnesota. He saw the growth potential and went to Ellensburg, the railroad town, and ordered a sawmill, which was delivered in September, and that fall was in operation, the original enterprise in the valley. The mill furnished the first lumber to build the house of Captain Johnson, and in the spring of 89, it produced the lumber for the first bridge across the Chelan River. Mr. Wooden had a competitor, Mr. Dumpke, or Dumpke, who was at Dumpke Falls. They had a bet on who would cut the first slab of lumber. Dumpke never cut any boards, and in fact may have had his wheel turning backward. At any rate, it has been told that he disappeared with unpaid debts. Wooden, of course, then won the bet. Mr. Wooden and his partner, Mr. Nichols, built a hotel and store building in what is now Lakeside, but then called Lake Park. They sold that to J.A. Larrabee and moved over to Chelan, operating a store there. That was about the time C.E. Whaley established his Pioneer Store, and it's still the Whaley Store. The Wooden family, after several years, moved to Virginia, where Mr. Wooden was said to have passed away about 1914 at Norfolk. In another Wenatchee World issue in March of 1907, I found this little gem about a common cold. It read, "When we claim that if catching cold could be avoided, some of the most dangerous and fatal diseases would never be heard of. Consumption, pneumonia, diphtheria, and scarlet fever, for the most dangerous and fatal diseases, are of this class. The culture bed formed by the cold favors the development of the diseases. When a good expectorant cough medicine like Chamberlain's cough remedy is used, it cleans out those culture beds that favor the development of the diseases. This is why this remedy has proved so universally successful in preventing pneumonia. It not only cures your cold quickly, but minimizes the risk of contracting these diseases." This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.